And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We're in our studio today, and trick or treat, baby. And we're having a little bit of fun because our friend Tyler from New Union Brewing in Lowell, Michigan, is in the studio with us, and damn if he didn't bring some treats on the trick-or-treat show. So what do you think, Bob? First one we had was a Norwegian farmhouse, reaches real deep into Bob's heritage, being that he's from a Norwegian and from that area of the world.
Finnish and Swedish, actually.
Right, yeah, all right.
Cousins.
But it's all cousins over there. But during the break, just so happened, trick-or-treat happened again, and we opened up a Big Bang Brown. Tyler, tell us about it.
Yeah, this is kind of one of my favorites. It's just got a lot of flavors going on. It's a perfect fall beer. We used Rouster's Coffee, which is a local coffee company.
Oh, cool.
Local
the beans, or what did you use? Liquid coffee in the
beans. Actually, okay. They do a rough ground with the beans, and we actually, almost like a cold brew, we put it in after the beer is made,
uh-huh,
and we steep it.
So it's a coarse ground. You don't throw the whole bean in.
No, we actually have a special bag that releases almost like a tea bag, like on a large level, and kind of soak it in there after the fact, after the beer is already fermented. And it just gives like a nice flavor to it. You can really taste the coffee, but it's not bitter. It's not overpowering with bitterness.
I tried this the other night when I was in there, and I was pleased as punch. Your manager, Bob, poured me a nice one. Of course, I have my own mug there, so it's nice to grab something familiar.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, especially when your wife's out of town.
Especially when your wife's out of town. I only had one, honey.
No. Oh, yeah, it was grabbing the beer. That was it. That's exactly. 5.7 ABV, only 28 IBUs. Yeah. Easy drinking beer.
It's just easy drinking. It's nice for... Like I said, the fall, you know, sitting by the fire. It's
really standing nice. By the grill.
Standing by the grill.
Cold one of these and
it's
a hot
really
tongs
nice.
In your hand.
It reminds me very much of the brown that Old Nation makes.
Oh, okay.
Very much like that. Beautiful.
Good.
Coffee. I think actually Cranker's made one like that too, about that football player from Central. They named it after him.
Yeah.
But he's the one that got in trouble, so they quit naming it after
him.
But, you know, it's funny. This time of year, I finally get an interest in browns.
Yeah.
I think it's psychological, but...
I think so, too. I mean, same deal. I get the same thing. So I enjoy it. It was named after the actual coffee that Rouster's has.
That's nice.
They have the Big Bang.
Uh-huh.
And you can get... the coffee. And
so they're out of Grand Rapids?
Yeah, there's actually, they have a few locations where you can sit down, coffee shop, and then they have their roasting facility as well.
Right.
Don't you love the smell when you walk in that roasting facility?
Smells great.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yep.
I'm a coffee freak.
Well, Tyler, I know you didn't bring any, but you also do like ciders, seltzers, other drinks and stuff as well, or did you? I didn't observe.
Yeah,
all right.
I actually did bring... that's also what happened when COVID started. We were just exploring seltzers, and we've come out with a whole line of seltzers. And
wow, and a microbrew. Just,
yeah,
and you've got not too much brewing space in your place, right?
No, we have at least 12 different beers on at any given time, and then we have seltzers as well. Those are made and flavored to order, so we have 8 to 10 different flavors on right now of different things you can try for the seltzers. So it's been a big hit. It was especially good throughout the summer. You know, it was enjoyable. But then we also did this hop seltzer, which is a kind of a different take. It's not like a fruit. It's
a little bit like a brute, maybe?
Well, no, it's a way to taste the hops just as they would taste without any of the other stuff in your beer.
Oh.
So because the seltzer has very little flavor to it, we added just Citra hops. We did a
very
couple,
popular hop in a lot of beers, a lot of IPAs
have
Citra hops.
And we did a couple different dry hops with it that's after the fact, after it's made, and let the hops soak in there. Mm. And it turned out great.
I don't believe you. It turned out great until you. Well, looky there.
Let's
trick or treat. Here we go.
You're such a beggar.
You're able to taste the hops without you know, how they would naturally taste. And it just is kind of a unique flavor that goes well with that. So it's kind of neat.
Awesome. Well, Randy's new bride, I think, might like that because she kind of likes some of those seltzers.
Really interesting. Really interesting. Yeah. Nice, though.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. You're lapping me, Joppy. I'm still sucking on my brown.
Well, yeah, that's right. I get it.
So you can taste some of that floral and grassy flavor from the hops, and it's just that's the only flavoring in there. So it's a little different. There's no extra sugars, no extra sweeteners, no extra anything. It's just.
So what is a seltzer? Well, is it like a malt liquor?
You know, you better ask Ryan on that.
It's a Mickey's.
Because I don't make it. So
his partner Ryan gets a lot of this glory because this kid, I say kid, what's he, 35, 40?
Yep.
You know, he is a scientist and he's humble. But like I said, the first time when they did their opening, all 9 beers spot on, doesn't happen.
Right.
Been to a lot of, Jop, you and I have been to a lot of openings and
right.
new breweries and
you
it's
get two or three
easy.
That are like, this is you're going to lead with this one, but these other ones, you yeah. know, keep working.
Yeah, it's right? not easy.
Yep. Right. And we still have some of the original ones that we started with. We rotate in or our amber we've had on since the very beginning.
Yeah, yeah. And you also, he's very good at doing the Belgians.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
It's about time to bring those out again, too.
It is.
That's a winter kind of beer, isn't it?
We had the triple on for a little bit, but... I think we got to get something like
people
that.
People had to spend the night after
speaking. speaking of winter beers, the last one I want to touch on is this bourbon barrel aged oatmeal stout. There's yeah. a lot going on in one of those. That's yeah. like a sandwich in a can.
Well, it's Ryan and I, we kind of try to brew the beers that we like to. So we do a lot.
You know
of
what?
IPA.
If I had a brewery, that'd be the same way I'd do it, right?
Yeah. And yeah. so we did a lot of barrel-aged beers. And for a small brewery, that's kind of difficult. We have 4 going on right now that are aging, and we've done as many as 8 at a time.
Do you need space, extra space to store those barrels in?
Yeah.
Because I know that, I think like Founders uses that dolomite, yeah. or not dolomite, but the...
Gypsum.
Gypsum mine. Yeah. Because the temperature is 50 degrees perfect all the time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a cool thing.
Yeah.
Can you find a spot like that?
Where... Dig a hole, baby.
I think that what because of the size that we are, it works out. We have enough to...
You have enough in that enough, big cooler?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So let me talk a little bit about this before he takes off because he's got a busy day. And we appreciate you coming down,
no problem.
Really.
Yeah.
Happy to promote friends. And... the first time I went in there, your grand opening, well, actually, it was before you opened.
Yeah.
I kept stopping by because I was so excited to see a building. And I ran into Ryan. And he's in there working away. And I looked around at what you did with the copper and the stainless. And I said, oh, my gosh. It was a little... Mm. It was a little farm store. It was like a farmer's market.
Feed store, yeah.
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 And it was so beautiful. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what a transition. These guys are doing everything right. It's so cool to see. And my little town, you know?
Sure.
And it's still, you still walk in there, and you've created a nice vibe.
Yeah,
People, I run into my friends there every time I stop. And yeah. that's the best part.
Yeah, it's a great community.
Yeah,
great
it
community.
Is.
It's a good spot for everybody in the community to enjoy, meet, and bring in a lot of people that don't know about Lowell.
Right.
So a lot of people come into Lowell, and they're like, wow, what is this?
I've got my brother-in-law in Troy, and he comes over with his buddies once a year, all his college buddies, 16 of them. They rent a big house on Lake Michigan. They now stop by your place
Neat.
On their beer tour.
Neat.
And these are successful executives from all
That's
around
great.
The country.
That's pretty cool.
That get together to do Lake Michigan once a year, And I also hook them up with Vicky's Pasties in Saranac, so they get like 20 of those frozen pasties, and that's their midnight munch.
Yep. So, Ty, tell us a little bit about where you're at again, so everybody knows that they've been
yeah.
listening. We've wet their whistle now. So
yep. We're 400 West Main, right downtown Lowell, right on the Fulton M21 in Alden Nash.
There's like
off the
one main stoplight in Lowell.
Yeah. Right.
You get off the freeway. If you're heading to Greenville,
right,
it's right there. This is crazy.
What? What do you have there?
That sparkling. That seltzer.
You got the seltzer.
The seltzer.
You missed out on.
I didn't think I'd like it.
You missed out on the bourbon barrel oatmeal stout, buddy.
It's all gone?
No, it's not all gone because it's 11.5 ABV. You don't want to get on that
okay,
one too heavy.
What do you call this seltzer?
That's the Citra Hop Seltzer.
Citra Hop Seltzer. Write that down on the chalkboard right there.
Yeah.
Who would have ever thought? That's crazy.
I know. I thought it was
that
a great
even
idea
make sense.
For Ryan wanted to try it, and I was like, that's a great idea. Tried it, and it really turned out perfect.
You know what's beautiful about it? A lot of seltzers, to me, for one thing, never, ever, ever buy White Claw. You know why?
Why?
Because it's owned by the Chinese Communist Party.
Okay.
You buy a White Claw, you're sending money to the CCP, and they are trying to destroy our country.
Easy.
Right now.
We're talking beer.
No,
get off the politics, Nirmico.
No, it's practical.
Come on.
It's practical. Never buy White Claw. It's
all right.
Pure evil.
All right.
Well, we have an alternative for you.
There
we
you
have
go.
A great alternative.
All right.
And
Tyler Velting, New Union Brewery, Lowell, Michigan. Thanks for making time and joining
guys.
The grilling guys.
Really appreciate it.
We appreciate
it.
You guys being here, and Bob's going to love the cans that are unopened. So we appreciate your time, brother.
And help take down the CCP. Buy this.
All right. Coming up next, what goes better with beer is pizza on the grill. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.